You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Dr. Debbie just during the commercial break telling me how much she loved King and Queens. King of Queens.
King of Queens, get it right.
I didn't think you actually watched television.
Well, you know, there's those times when you just need to zone out and not think about medicine or veterinary work, and that show is awesome for that.
And, of course, the reason we bring that up is our guest, Nicole Sullivan, is joining us. I remember her first from Mad TV before that.
Yes.
And then King of Queens, she was a dog walker and would have to walk Arthur. Remember that?
Yeah.
Which is funny because I need a daily walk too now.
Well, I should ask for some tips on how to walk some elderly men in my neighborhood.
Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
So how many animals do you have at home?
I've got 5 animals. I have 3 dogs and 2 cats.
Wow.
Rescued.
They were rescues. Were they foster failures?
Foster, I don't even know what that means, foster failures.
That means when you think you're just going to hold on to the animal for a little while and then maybe adopt it out, but you can't. You decide to keep it.
You know, I've had a couple of those in my past, but no, I no longer lie to myself. I no longer try to pretend that if an animal comes in my house that they're ever leaving.
Now, you have 5 animals, and we've been talking about this a little earlier today about, at least with me, my cats sleep in bed, and I will sleep in pretty awkward positions, so they're comfortable.
So you don't disturb them.
Let me explain to you, my bed situation.
Okay.
My husband sleeps, obviously, next to me, with about 7 pillows around him because he fancies himself like an NBA player, like his joints hurt. Like, he never played professional sports. He shouldn't be in that much pain. But he sleeps with pillows all around him, lest he roll into anything but a pillow at night.
Uh-huh.
And then on the third of the bed that's left is me, my dog, and a 21-pound cat.
21 pounds?
And maybe even a kid some days.
Now, is the cat overweight, or is that... I know some cats actually grow to that size.
Listen, I don't want to point fingers. you know, it's odd, and I know we don't recommend this but she was a feral cat, so she's an indoor-outdoor cat, which for an indoor-outdoor cat to be overweight, you have to go out of your way. Like, and I don't feed her more than I feed the other cat, who weighs about 11 pounds. So I don't know exactly how it's going. I don't know exactly how it's happening, but she's also a big cat. She's a big cat.
Well, how do you spoil your cat? We just had a newscast where this lady spent $500 on her goldfish to get a rock out of his mouth.
Yeah, surgery.
She obviously loves her animals.
Are you serious?
Serious. Real story. So what do you do to spoil your animals?
Well, I would say the bed situation is probably the number one. My older cat is 20, almost 21 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, she's real old. And she can't jump up to her food anymore. But she has 2 bites and then decides she's not hungry. I literally lift her up to her food probably 38 times a day. every time I walk by, I'm like, here you go, here you go, here you go. And then I buy them, of course. You know, my husband's like, they can eat dry food. And I'm like, no, they like, when I buy them their little broth, I buy them chicken broth at the store so they can lick it.
Does your husband ever get jealous?
No, I mean, jealous wouldn't be the right word. His patience level's lower. We had one cat that had she just got old and just started peeing everywhere in the house. And it lasted a long time. Like, I tried changing her food. I tried getting her an allergy test. Like, I just tried a bunch of stuff. And nothing was working, putting tinfoil on things. And then finally, I just was like, everywhere she peed in the house, every single place was like her spot, which was like 9 of them. I put a litter box.
I did that, too. I had tinfoil all over my walls and stuff.
Yeah, the tinfoil, she peed right on the tinfoil.
Yeah.
She didn't care about the tinfoil. I put the tinfoil on the spot, she'd pee on it. And then I went and got those, like, tossable, kitty litter box, the cardboard ones. And I put one literally everywhere was her spot. And then she peed it. So then there was 9 litter boxes. 9 I'm cleaning up.
Uh-huh.
And then one by one, I would eliminate a litter box. One by one, and she doesn't do it anymore. We still have, like, probably three litter boxes in the house, but she doesn't do it anymore.
Good job. Well, you did a great job at kind of getting her back to the litter box. That's great.
I know. I just had to. My husband was like, what has happened to our house? I'm like, I don't know. He goes, did you read about this somewhere? I'm like, no, I'm making it up. Just go with me.
Now, I'm getting the feeling your husband is the dog guy.
He's more the dog guy, yes. Although the cat, the heavy set cat, I'll call her, really likes him, and he sort of begrudgingly likes her too. He pretends he doesn't, but they get along really well.
Well, we got you on the phone today because of our favorite organization in LA, the Kitty Bungalow Charm School of Wayward Cats. And these guys take care of feral cats pretty much, and they do these all kinds of wonderful events, and they're having a brand new event coming up October 15th. So yeah, I guess that would be next week.
Yes.
Okay. The Spectacular
Cat Beret.
Yes. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, good. Okay, yes, Cat Beret at the Avalon Theater. Oh, it's so fun. It's a cabaret. So see what they did there?
See,
we'll
yeah.
add a little key. Yeah. And it's singing and dancing and like legit professional, like, can-can dancers and actors that you know from TV and stuff like that, and that are singing, that have beautiful voices and duets, and there's video, and it's like a whole fantastic show, and food and open bar. I mean, it's wonderful.
And are you dancing or are you singing? What do you do?
Dancing, of course. No, I'm not dancing. like I said, they've actual cute dancers. I do comedy every year, not stand up. I usually do a sketch with Fred Willard. So we're writing a new sketch for this year's show.
Very good. I'm going to put all the information, like I said, over the website. If you're in the LA area, head on over to it. And
it's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yes.
Nicole, thanks so much for hanging with us today.
Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
If you want to learn more about what she's doing or anything you've heard on today's show and get your fix, head on over to animalradio.pet or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's so easy to do from the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store. And we'll catch you next week for more Animal Radio right here on this fine station. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
This is Animal Radio Network.